W
G
X
C.
This is Latitude Longitude. You are listening to WGXC
90.7 FM,
Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
WGXC.
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 Transmission art on air.
The airwaves as art.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Igers Kildas and Louisa Sabin Kildas of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that former WGXC programmer Alan Skerritt, who died in January, will be honored at this year's Juneteenth celebration in Hudson on June 17th. Tanya Jackson, the Juneteenth lead organizer, said, and I quote, "He was the director of the Mental Health Association for years. He spread the importance of the NAACP when we had an active chapter. He had a radio show for years. He left a hole in the heart of the community when he passed. We will have a memorial display of artifacts from history and a moment of remembrance for him as well." End quote. Skerritt was the head of the local chapter of the NAACP. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans in the United States. The Juneteenth celebration in Hudson includes a street party, exhibitions and performances, and is sponsored by Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition. Jackson said, and I quote, "We have a kids' zone and we have games and activities for adults. We have local vendors to provide food and other goods and services. We also have the Resistance Revival Chorus coming in, sponsored by PS21. They're a chorus of women and non-binary folks that are New York City-based. They will be performing a selection of songs that are rooted in the tradition of resistance," end quote. Fourth Ward Councilmember Malachi Walker said, and I quote, "Juneteenth celebration is very necessary, especially in Hudson. I think we got sidetracked with a lot of negative aspects of what's going on in our city. We forget to pay continual homage to our great African-American leaders, people and families who, as far back as I can remember, made a huge impact on Hudson with a lot of history. Starting with my mother, Ida Cross, and Pops Edward Cross being my hero. People like the Useys, Mosleys, Waldhouses, Mackeys, Robertses, and Carr families. There are so many to think of. Thinking of the late great Tony Cross and the late great Stanley Keith, who's done so much for our community. But we're happy to be able to celebrate such a joyous occasion in our city." End quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that a documentary film will premiere later this month on PBS telling the story of Casa Susana, a retreat for transgender women and cross-dressing men in the 1960s in Jewett in Greene County. The 150-acre resort was a rare place for transgender individuals to go in the 1960s without fear of being incarcerated or institutionalized. French director Sebastian Lifshitz said, and I quote, "Casa Susana is an amazing story," end quote. While transgendered individuals faced all sorts of opposition at the time, the story says, and I quote, "It was reportedly not uncommon for Susana and guests to get dressed up and go into Hunter without creating much of a stir," end quote. Casa Susana closed in the 1970s like many Catskill resorts and boarding houses. The film Casa Susana had its world premiere at the 2022 Venice International Film Festival and premieres on PBS channels on June 27th. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that the Attorney General's office on June 15th announced an election protection hotline ahead of the primary election June 17th through June 27th in New York for any problems at polling locations. Anyone can call 866-390-2992 between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. June 17th through June 27th to report voting irregularities. New York Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "The right to vote is paramount to the integrity of our democracy. Our election protection hotline is a key resource available to all New Yorkers throughout our great state to provide helpful guidance and address concerns, whether they are voting by mail, stopping by an early voting site, or casting their ballot in person at the polls. My office will ensure that New Yorkers can securely and effectively participate in our electoral process," end quote. New York has set up an election hotline to report voting problems for each election since 2012. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a temperature high near 64 degrees and a northwest wind at 9 to 13 miles per hour. Saturday night, there will be showers and thunderstorms likely before 11 p.m., then a chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 56 degrees and a northwest wind at 7 to 10 miles per hour. And on Sunday, the showers continue with a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 73 degrees. And on Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 56 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Eric Belgum of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
As afraid of you as you are, as you are. The sex lives of saints and invisible men. Devoured. I like it all. Lost in the promised land, so like a pocket calculator, trying on some new name. Someday, someday, found my heart, found my heart.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine. If you grow up in the river, the river's all you know. If you're swimming in the car, you are gone.
The town of standing water celebrates the coming of the 1500th Hasbro supermarket. With a DJ from the radio, standing FM, the local anesthetic. On the Brownfield estate, there's a purpose-built health centre.
Skills, Reckless Eric, from his 2023 album Leisureland, that is Standing Water, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7.
From his 2023 album Wronger, here is Hudson's Tommy Stinson with Here We Go Again.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jumping off this roller coaster, let's find out where the exits are before we get any closer. Do we go again? Throw out your rusty pen to your old gun holster. You've been riding long enough, you could have had it reupholstered. But get yourself a new cool gun, I mean it might stick a little longer. Here we go again.
posters in the men's john. Your reign won't last forever unless I sing your stupid song. Forget about buffoonery, copyright in perpetuity. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again.
Number
six.
Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer fronts the Capital Region-based band Sky Pharaohs, and here is their 2023 new song. It's a cover of The Clean's Point That Thing Somewhere Else from the Dot Dash Mixtape Volume 1. Here is Sky Pharaohs.
Baby, when you say you want me, I'm fading out.
number
five, 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 five,
five.
Thank you.
from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Here is 2013 new music from sometimes Hudson resident Michelle Nadicello. The song is called Vuma.
Next up on WGXC is from the 2023 album River Said from New Zealand's Maxine Funk. This is Willow White.
trifle early as the spring. Wisp of willow whispering, the nun's blithe prayer still roaming like a thief. Over hills the darkest hour, over hills the darkest hour, for the nightmare wakers, the dream.
One.
from the 2023 album The Age of Pleasure. That's Janelle Monáe with Black Sugar Beach on WGXC. Next, we have 2023 music from Deerhoof. Their album is called Miracle Level, and this song is called My Lovely Cat. We'll be right back. 2013 new music, Insane there from Aunt Clemens, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Kamisi Washington on WGXC 90.7 FM.